Good morning, I'm Mark Bixler with a look at news on the Voice of Fulton County, AM 1560 WVYS, simulcast on 93.7 FM and also available at 1560WVYS.com. Members of the Canton Area Chamber of Commerce met at Graham Hospital in Canton on Tuesday morning to hear the State of the City address by Canton Mayor Kent McDowell. One of the things McDowell told those attending was they have started a program in regard to offering dried lime sludge to area farmers. McDowell said that after testing the dried sludge on the city's farm, once put in place, it will save the city over $100,000.
We anticipate that this program that we've started now, we can save a third to a half of that quarter of $1 million. That money goes back into capital funds for the water department and the sewer department to use for new equipment.
McDowell said that department heads have been helping him look for ways to save the city money. The lime sludge project is just one of the ways. He said that Joe Carruthers, Ronnie Robinson, Dash Wilson, Greg Pollitt, and Keith Plavik have been instrumental in the development of this project. A traffic stop in Canton last week resulted in the arrest of two people in Canton. Canton police say they conducted the stop when officers spotted the vehicle without headlights Friday night at about 9:45 in the area of South First Avenue and East Pine Street. Canton canine Shiva was brought in and alerted on the vehicle after a free air sniff. Officers say an investigation found hydrocodone and clonazepam, drug paraphernalia, and cannabis. Police say they also found that a passenger in the vehicle, 32-year-old Brandon L. Wilcoxon, was wanted on a Fulton County warrant for theft. A second passenger in the vehicle, 28-year-old Joshua V. Decker, was arrested on two charges of possession of a controlled substance, as well as possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver. He was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of cannabis. The drug paraphernalia and cannabis charges were city ordinance citations. The other charges against Decker were felony charges. Both were taken to the Canton Police Department to be processed. Decker was later transported to the Fulton County Jail in Lewistown. Wilcoxon posted a $500 cash bond and a $20 processing fee before being released, with a November Fulton County court date in Lewistown. The female driver of the vehicle was given a warning in regard to driving a vehicle without headlights. Despite some scattered showers, producers had an average of 5 days suitable for harvesting last week, according to the weekly crop report. 62% of corn has been harvested, up 15 points from the previous week, but still behind last year and the five-year average. Some areas of southern Illinois are almost finished with corn harvesting, says Illinois crop statistician Mark Slusner.
Soybean harvest is now 77% complete. That is 4 points ahead of last year and the five-year average. 70% of wheat acres have been planted. That compares to 64% 1 year ago and 63% normally.
38% of winter wheat has emerged. Average statewide topsoil moisture is now rated at 8% very short, 18% short, 68% adequate, and 6% surplus. A national campaign is being launched to educate people about food allergy bullying. Experts say it's more common than you think in our schools.
Food allergy bullying can take the form of very minor ridiculing or teasing, all the way up to actually threatening the child with the food or forcing the child to consume the food, and that can be very dangerous and actually can put the child's life in jeopardy.
Tanya Winders is president of the Allergy and Asthma Network and has a child with a peanut allergy. She says her daughter has been threatened by other kids who've actually shoved a peanut butter sandwich in her face. Winders hopes the No Appetite for Bullying campaign will raise awareness and encourage parents and teachers to talk to kids about the seriousness of food allergies. That's been a look at news on the Voice of Fulton County, AM 1560 WVYS, simulcast on 93.7 FM and also available at 1560WVYS.com.